Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text today, Paul is addressing the church in Rome, as he states in Romans 1:7, to all in Rome who are loved by God and are called to be saints. He has given them some encouragement already in his letter, but now, towards the end of his letter, he wants to give them a little bit more. Of course, as I was working through this text, I got to looking at it, and it dawned on me. Paul's talking about growth. In my congregations, I used to have the term in-house growth, and of course, the opposite of in-house growth is outhouse growth. But I said, I need to change that terminology. Inside eternal growth or outside external growth. And that's what Paul is talking about in our text when he says, first of all, I am convinced, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct, or as one person put it, admonish each other. Internal growth. Here Paul is saying, I am confident in you, in what you have learned, what you have been taught. Of course, that comes up to the question, who taught them? The answer would be Paul, perhaps Peter, and many others. But he is confident in the knowledge that they have complete, that they're in goodness, in the complete knowledge, and in the fact that they are competent in instructing each other. We're reminded of spiritual growth, too. In 1 Peter 2:2, it says, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Of course, here Paul is basically saying to the Romans, you are not babes in Christ. You have gone beyond just milk. You have now complete knowledge. Complete knowledge in your salvation. Complete knowledge in what Jesus Christ has done for you. Complete knowledge that you have eternal life through Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1:5, we read, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness. Sound familiar? Just like what Paul is telling us in our text today. The knowledge for those in Rome is understanding that Christian faith. They had the knowledge of the truth, complete knowledge. Then also, he says, I'm confident that you can instruct one another. That even if I'm not able to come to Rome, you're able to talk, instruct, and know the truth about Jesus Christ. I'd always ask my congregations once a year, have you grown in your faith? Is your spiritual life more today than it was last year? Have you grown deeper into the Word of God? I would hope and pray that the answer was yes. Yes, we have grown. We have grown internally. That's one part of our text. The other part of the text is where Paul is writing, and he continues and he says, I was reminding them, that Paul was reminding them again what his purpose on this earth was, when he says, I have written to you quite boldly, on some points as if to remind you and them again, because of God's grace, the grace God gave me to minister Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, and that they might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. He goes on to talk about how he glories in Christ Jesus in his service to God. Then skipping down to verse 20, he says, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation." By this statement, we can surmise that Paul was indeed a church planter. He wanted to grow the church by going to people who did not know Christ. He wanted to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who have not heard, to the unchurched. He wanted to grow the Christian church by outside growth. He wanted to grow the church by evangelism, by proclaiming the gospel, by outreach. So we see that Paul was talking about inside growth and outside growth. You are probably asked many times the question, why do you want to be a pastor or a deaconess? Some of the answers I hear is, "Oh, I want to work in the church to help people. I want to serve God. I want to be able to do word and sacrament ministry." And this is well and good and highly to be praised. But in light of our text today, this would be only one side of growth. The inside growth where the congregation's faith grows stronger with the person working in the parish or through word and sacrament ministry. What about the unchurched? Paul, the great apostle, the teacher, the mentor, shows us that this is one of his highest priorities. It was his priestly duty, he says, to proclaim the gospel of God to the Gentiles, to those who had not heard of Christ Jesus, to proclaim the gospel to others, to tell others that God so loved them that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is not just the message for internal growth for our parishioners. It's the message that Jesus even gives us as a commission. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I command you. And surely I am with you always to the end of the earth." Of course, some may be thinking that we have to wait until we graduate from the seminary to be able to proclaim the gospel to the unchurched. Now, it can happen now. It can happen now because there's a lot of people, a lot of unchurched people in our communities. There are a lot of Gentiles, as Paul would say, people who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, even here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we grow personally, inwardly, while we're here at the seminary and while we're involved in our local churches, local congregations. But let us also be involved in outward growth, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unchurched, allowing them to know that they too have eternal life through Christ. Amen.